Jonah chapter 4. But Jonah was terribly displeased, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this exactly what I said would happen when I was still in my country? That is why I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God, merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loyal love, and one who relents concerning disaster. Now therefore, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then the Lord asked, Are you right to be angry? Then Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of it. There he made a shelter for himself and sat under it in the shade to see what would become of the city. Now the Lord had prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah to give shade for his head and to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very happy about the plant. But God sent a worm at dawn the next day, and it attacked the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God sent a scorching east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head until he grew faint and requested that he might die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. Then God said to Jonah, Are you right to be angry concerning the plant? He replied, Yes, angry enough to die. Then the Lord said, You had compassion on the plant for which you had not worked or made it grow. It came up in a night and perished in a night. Should I not have had compassion on Nineveh, that great city, where there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell the difference between their right hand and their left, along with many animals? Jonah chapter 4.